Athletes from more than 50 countries have traveled beyond their borders to compete in the World Transplant Games. And today's GeoQuiz begins with one of them, Kenyan swimmer Lorna Irungu.
I was diagnosed with lupus about 17 years ago, and that led to me having kidney failure and then having a transplant. And over the past 15 years, I've had 3 kidney transplants. Having gone through 4 major surgeries, swimming has been a great way of therapy to strengthen my back and to just keep strong. I just thought, hey, why not compete in it?
We want you to name the country that's hosting the unusual sports competition among transplant patients. It's a fitting venue. Back in 1967, the first ever human heart transplant happened in a hospital there. Can you name the country where Dr. Christian Barnard made medical history by performing the revolutionary procedure? We're going to cut right to the chase with the answer. South Africa was where the first ever heart transplant was carried out nearly 50 years ago. So it makes sense that the World Transplant Games are being held this week in Durban, South Africa. Gary Green is Team USA manager at the Games. He says he's excited to be on hand to see these exceptional athletes.
The games are open to anyone who has received what we call a life-saving organ transplant, which means kidneys, hearts, lungs, livers, pancreas, bone marrow. Some of our folks here have had a combination transplant to solve whatever medical problem they have. So we have recipients from all over the world. There are 55 countries that are represented here, and it's just great to see this miraculous therapy in use all over the world.
Any age restrictions, or is it from, you know, children on through older people?
The youngest competitor I think we've ever had at the World Games was about 6 years old, and the oldest was in his 80s. Today at the road race, we had a category of 70 and over, and we had 5 or 6 competitors in that group. So we're really, really proud of how that's working.
And I understand there was an American woman who medaled earlier today in the 5K event. Who's she?
Yes, her name is Janice Tiwawar, and she is from Palm Beach, Florida. She is a kidney pancreas recipient and never really expected the medal. She just came to kind of run, and it turned out that she finished 3rd in her age group. And to see her come up on the medal stand and just be so happy and so excited about winning that medal just kind of really brought home to everybody what the Games is really about.
Are there sort of transplant trials, or does if anybody gets to sign up and compete?
Our team has always allowed anyone to come who wants to, because our feeling has been that the point of the Games is to demonstrate that organ transplants work and basically save people from being near death to essentially being able to live a normal life. Some of the other countries do have trials and actually bring very competitive teams.
I know one of the goals of the transplant Games is to raise awareness about organ donation. How is that going internationally? Are there still certain parts of the world where it's just not happening on any regular basis?
There are people all over the world that are in desperate need of transplants, but many countries, you know, are barely able to maintain a program, let alone, grow it and expand it. Some of the European countries do very, very well in organ donation and recovering organs to use in transplantation. And, you know, some just are just barely starting out and just have a lot of issues. One of the points of the Games is that we do move it around in different parts of the world. And we've been to Bangkok and then Australia. And now we're here in South Africa. And then next time in 2015, it will be in Argentina. So we are trying to utilize the Games to promote this wonderful concept of organ donation and saving people's lives through transplantation.
And we wanted to play a comment by one of the participants, Kenyan swimmer Lorna Irungu. Let's hear her.
When you think of Africa culturally, there's a bit of a fear about donating organs. It's not something that we are culturally inclined to. There's a whole thing about stigmatization or just a lack of understanding as to what transplantation means. My big hope is that people begin to open up the conversation as to the importance of transplantation.
Well, I'm really happy to hear those comments, because we have about, 5 countries that are actually represented out of all the countries in Africa. And this just kind of further illustrates the fact that in many parts of the world, organ transplantation is a concept, if anything else, and it's a very difficult thing to achieve. So we sometimes have countries that do very, very well in it, and sometimes not so good. It really depends on the different parts of the world. And again, that's really why we're here in Africa this time.
Gary Green, he's Team USA manager for the 2013 Transplant Games in Durban, South Africa. Good luck at the Games.
Thank you so much.